And now then, research has revealed that just how much mums would actually earn from their jobs that they do for their families if they were paid industry standard rates. Professional parent coach Judy Reith is on the line from London to tell us more. Good afternoon, Judy.
Good afternoon, Mike.
There's some new recent research that has revealed some interesting stuff. Could you just detail out the findings of the research?
Well, what this amazing research is showing is that mums are actually working 32 hours a week doing other jobs in the house, let alone what they're already doing, going out to perhaps paid work. They're juggling 23 different professions, everything from being cleaners to chefs to chauffeurs, teachers, counsellors, and even a barista, you know, making lovely cups of tea and coffee for their loved ones. And of course, what this is showing is that this is really exhausting for mothers to carry all this load. But do you know what? If the mum wasn't there, then actually it would cost the household the best part of £17,500 to pay for all these jobs that mums are just doing all day, every day.
Well, now listen, I saw that in the briefing that you sent to us of £17,500. And I have to say, Judy, I was pretty surprised how low it was, because if I just list out some of the jobs that you mentioned there, cleaner, a chef, a housekeeper, counsellor, personal assistant, teacher, author and storyteller, surely £17,500 is way under in terms of an estimate.
Well, it is apparently been backed up, but I wonder if it's missing a zero myself. What a mother does, and it's not that she's just doing these jobs like a professional. She's doing them with all that wonderful love and care and mumness that mums add, that fairy dust that comes from a mother who lovingly makes a meal or who sits down to help with maths homework. So actually trying to find somebody to come in and do those things, it's never going to be as good as how mum does it. And I think what's really sad is that because they're so busy doing all this stuff, 94% of mums in this survey said that they actually don't get round to three really important things. You know, one is exercise, and we all know that we feel better if we've managed a quick run around the block, or even getting a haircut. You know, there's a lot of mums out there with ponytails showing that they haven't managed to get to the hairdresser sometimes. But the saddest thing is that they don't get round to the things that actually are hugely important, which is thinking about their financial future, having that conversation with your partner. You know, what would happen if I wasn't here, how would we pay for it, and who would replace me? You know, that's a really important question to ask, and mums are just not getting around to it.
So I was surprised also in the research to think about dads. Now, dads, traditionally, if you go back, say, I don't know, say 50 years or something, dads would sort of sit in the lounge watching TV and then get called into the kitchen for tea or whatever it happened to be, and so on. Do you think the role of dads in respect of supporting the family has changed much, or is it all still on the shoulders of the mum?
Well, this research is showing 72% of mums are still carrying this enormous load, and it's taking up, 32 hours of their week. But it has got better. There are a lot of dads out there that I've coached who have said, I don't want to be like my dad. I want to be hands-on and involved. And, you know, there are plenty of dads who are up for rethinking what they're doing. But it's not just about the dads. It's also about the children, Mike, to get them also from a very young age, even 3 years old, they can actually be very much part of what happens in families to run the whole show. So making their own bed, helping to lay the table, even learning how to use a sharp knife. You know, at what point are you going to say, yeah, it's time I pass some of these things on to my children so that they learn to be part of a family and part of a team? And in the future, of course, we want them to go out into the world and be a pleasure to live with, not a pain.
So that's a very interesting point, because I have three grown-up daughters now, and I can remember when they were growing up, we did try to encourage them to take part, washing the dishes, helping mum prepare the food and so forth, but there was little interest. So as a professional parent coach, what would you recommend to try and get kids more involved?
Well, if you can make it fun, of course that's always brilliant, but actually I think it's also about recognising a painful truth here, which is sometimes it is our job to upset our children. And and that just because they might not be interested in washing up or doing the hoovering, that doesn't mean that we give up. You know, that the taking the line of least resistance gets, I'm afraid, all of us into hot water, and it's not good for us. We get resentful, we get grumpy, we get more worn out. So actually, it's about saying, every now and again, we're going to draw a line under the habits we've had as a family. We're going to start again and reimagine what's needed and write out the list of normal jobs, everything from changing the loo roll through to cutting the grass or taking the bins out, and work out who can do what and when. And then it's actually saying, this isn't negotiable, this is actually what is going to happen. And they may well kick off, but actually, you've got to hold on to that bigger vision that you want your kids to participate, to leave home as capable, independent adults. And also, it creates a fantastic opportunity when they show any sign at all of helping. You can say thank you, and that will help your kids feel good about themselves.
I'm from the baby boomer generation, and I think between me and my parents and people of my generation, I think there was a great divide. But I think these days, increasingly, kids and their parents are much more sort of closer together in terms of their generational differences. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Do they tend to try and be too much the friend rather than the parent, do you think?
Well, there's 7 billion people on the planet that your children can pick from for a friend. There is one person who's their mother or their father. So they choose their friends, but you have got a unique and wonderful and, yes, sometimes challenging role to be a parent. And that's what they need. And if you try and... It doesn't mean don't be friendly. So, yes, sit along on the sofa with them and watch things on the telly, or go for walks together and chat and be warm and friendly like you would with a friend. But actually, especially in the teenage years, it's a natural part of growing up to be a bit private, to be a bit rebellious, to go through that stage. And you'll remember this with your three girls, of working out who you are in the world and whether you are like your mum and dad, you want to be like them, have their values, or whether you want to do something totally different. But bottom line is, you're the parent, not the friend.
It's absolutely true. And certainly I know we experience, and I think many, many parents experience the terrible teens. Any advice on that?
Well, the teenagers do get bad press, so I'm going to use this opportunity to say it's not all bad. Teenagers are brilliant as well. And when we approach our teens already with a negative mindset, thinking, oh, here we go, this will be a battle, then we're already setting ourselves up to make it a battle, actually. So there's a lot of evidence out there that teenagers actually do want to get on with their parents. You know, they don't like it when we're critical, negative, and assume the worst. So we need to be the number one fans of our children and to really believe in them, but at the same time, not to also have fairly solid expectations of helping around the house, for example. So I understand you've got exams and it's still your turn to wash up, so that, you know, we recognise what they're up against. And I do think it's very important that we, I don't know how old you are, but you sound roughly my age, but that we recognise that it is really tough being a teenager today. The pressure they are under is enormous.
The thing I found was that, you know, from around about the age of 13 up to perhaps, well, maybe 18 or so, or perhaps a little younger, that was a very challenging period. But since they've got older, they seem to have come around and matured a bit more and kind of re-established the connection, I think.
Yes, and hooray. You know, that my kids are 25 and 22 and 17, and, you know, you've got to hang on in those difficult years. And, you know, one of my tips is that it does take a village to raise a child. The African idea is bang on, I think, that we can't do this in isolation. You know, we need to make it normal to say, I'm finding this hard, how can I get some good ideas? You know, where can I get some resource, because it's very tough. I'm trying to do so much, you know, as this Beagle Street Life Insurance survey is showing. It's enormous what mums are carrying in particular, but not just mums, you know, dads as well, particularly single dads, if they're trying to run the home as well as hold down a job and raise the kids. It's an enormous pressure on parents.
So finally, just a little bit on going back to the research and the fact that mums hold the family together. Are there stereotypical jobs? For example, do mums always do the cooking and washing, and do dads always do the DIY?
I don't know if we can be so stereotypical, but I think certainly the research is coming out as, well, for example, cleaning is the top of the list. You know, there's 180 minutes a week mums are cleaning. You know, people have very different standards. I've met families where mums cannot stand the house getting messy and dirty. But what happens is they're running around, tidying up and picking everything up, shoving things in machines to clean them. And the children and possibly the husband or partner is still thinking, well, I don't need to bother because she will do it all. And in fact, I was coaching a family yesterday and their teenage sons, they're trying to get them to stop dropping their wet towels on the bathroom floor. And one of these boys actually said, but that's your job, Mum. And she was so shocked that she actually found herself lost for words. But she's going to go back to him when they've both calmed down, which is another really important thing to do, and actually say, I find that really interesting. You actually think it's my job? Because, again, what's the message he's getting about a woman's role in the family?
Okay, well, Judy, thanks ever so much. You're from Cambridge, so you must come in and see us sometime when you're back in town anyway.
Yes, I'd be delighted to.